This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Tracy Mann. He represents the big 1st Congressional District of Kansas, member of the House Ag Committee. Great to see you.
Great. Seeing you as well. Thanks for having me on again today.
When we talk about the big 1st, it's big, but it also means that things can vary from one side of the district to the other. How do things look back home?
Yeah, so one of the biggest congressional districts in the country starts in Lawrence on the east, goes all the way to the Colorado border. We are one of the top three ag producing districts in the whole country. So number one for beef, number one for wheat production, number one for sorghum. Agriculture is certainly diverse throughout the district, but by and large, the needs of our producers are pretty similar. Right now, parts of the district are in a drought. Other parts have too much rain, but such is agriculture in Kansas in the springtime.
Well, let's jump into something I know you've been waiting Yep. to do since you came to Congress, and that's a farm bill, and it's here, right?
It's finally here. I've gone to the floor 27 times over the last couple of years, urging members of Congress and reminding them of the importance of getting a farm bill done. And we got to remind people, I believe, why we're doing this in the first place. You know, farm bills are five-year bills for a reason, long enough to provide some certainty for our producers, short enough that it can adjust and change with the times. And the biggest change now versus the last time Congress did a farm bill is the increase in input costs. And that's right where we are today, but could not be more excited to do a markup, to go to committee tomorrow and get this thing rolling.
What about priorities? You're going to have 400 plus different priorities when it comes to a farm bill, but what do you believe is the most important pieces?
Yeah, as I look at this, we've got to have a fiscally responsible farm bill that works for our ag producers in Kansas and across the country. Within that, top priorities are crop insurance, trade, and oversight, and also ag research. And you look at all those things, you know, crop insurance, such an important risk management tool. You look at trade, the return on investment for the dollars we're spending on programs like MAP, Market Access Program, FMD, Foreign Market Development. I've led the charge to try to double those, funds that we're spending there during the course of the farm bill. This bill does that. Oversight, you know, we've got to make sure that we're holding agencies, the USDA, accountable as they're implementing the farm bill, and ag research. And you look, we have a 20-to-1 return on dollars that we spend on ag research. So those are my priorities in this bill. The priorities that I have, fortunately, are reflected in the base text, and look forward to seeing it go to vote tomorrow.
You know, I'm glad you brought up that return on investment when it comes to research, because I don't know that the return on investment's quite that high on MAP and FMD, but it's pretty close.
No, it is. 20, it depends on the study. You said 20, maybe 30%. You know, the dollars we're spending to help us open up other markets, what that does for our, the markets, for the price, you know, what it does for prices for ag producers, very, very important. On research, you know, we're seeing China and other countries invest heavily in ag research. We want to make sure that we don't fall behind. We want to make sure that America continues to lead in the research space, and there's a great return on investment for the taxpayer in doing that as well.
Is it important to start that at the university level, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. And you look historically, you know, our land-grant universities, like Kansas State University, Haskell as well in my district, but our other land-grant universities around the country, that's a big part of it. There's other research as well, but I think our land-grant universities are the heart of that, certainly.
What about reaction? As the text came out, we've seen a lot of reaction, positive, we've seen negative, we've seen this is perfect to it's the end of the world. What are you hearing from the ag community?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, no bill is perfect, but I would say ag community in Kansas and around the country, what I'm hearing overwhelmingly is a strong support of this bill. We went through the most rigorous process, anything I've ever been through. When you think of all the listening sessions, the portal, you know, really reach out to stakeholders, producers, folks that are impacted by these programs. The bill that the chairman's putting forward to, in my view, is fantastic. Overwhelmingly have heard great things from our Kansas ag producers that they like the bill. like the tweaks that it makes, like what it does, am optimistic that it's going to pass overwhelmingly here tomorrow.
Are there any changes that are needed as you look at it? Again, not a perfect bill yet. There are some things that Mike could go in to tweak it. Is there anything you're watching?
No. The changes that I wanted to see to our ag policy, I was able to work with the chairman and work with other members to get inserted in this draft that we have moving forward. So I'm not going to be looking to make significant changes, really any changes. My hope is that there are not amendments or changes made in the markup that are going to move us backwards or move us away from the base text of this bill, which I think is fantastic.
Okay. As we move forward, again, obviously Farm Bill is on the tee. You're ready to hit that one. Hopefully a hole in one coming. But what else are you watching that needs to happen before the end of this year and this congressional session?
Well, a lot of things. Certainly Farm Bill, got to get out of committee, got to go to the floor of the House. The appropriations process also is well underway. You know, the Farm Bill is an interesting bill because it both authorizes and appropriates, but there's also appropriations for agriculture and other bills that really impacts day-to-day life and things for ag producers. So currently the fiscal year, you know, expires on September the 30th. So appropriations process will be well underway here this month at committee, the Appropriations Committee, and then moving forward next month on the floor of the House.
So good to see you. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your work. And congratulations on just getting to this point.
Thank you for having me. Exciting days. We got to make sure that we do a fiscally responsible farm bill that works for our ag producers. And that's what we're going to see marked up tomorrow.
He's a member of the House Agriculture Committee and represents the big First District of Kansas. It's the Honorable Tracy Mann. I'm Tony St. James from Washington, D.C. It's the Agribusiness Report.